Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Juniper Hotels Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call for the quarter ended 30th September 2024. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Today from the Juniper management, we have with us Mr. Arun Kumar Saraf, Managing Director, Mr. Varun Saraf, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Tarun Jaitley, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. P.J. Mamin, Chief Operating Officer. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Varun Saraf. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi, thank you. Hi, this is Tarun Jaitley. I would like to welcome everybody onto the second quarter FY25 call for Juniper Hotels. Thank you for taking time out. I would like to hand over the floor to Mr. Arun Saraf.
Thank you, Tarun. I am excited that we have 50 people online at this moment, and I'm really excited that there's so much interest in our company. First of all, I would like to share with you the biggest achievement of this last quarter, and that has been that we have been able to acquire a superb trophy asset at Bangalore Airport. That has excited all of our management team and really given us an opportunity on to the next phase of growth of Juniper Hotel. As you recall, last time we had spoken about that company is on a growth path in terms of getting more out of its existing assets in terms of revenue and EBITDA, and also setting our eyes to add 1,000 more rooms into our existing inventory over the next 1 year. So this, with the first acquisition, we have been able to add 220 rooms. We have completed the acquisition of a 220-room luxury hotel in Bangalore. It is built on 6.5 acres of freehold land, and the development has a potential of adding 300 additional rooms to supplement the extraordinarily large banqueting facility, approximately 50,000 square feet of space in this existing building. We target to complete the completion of the construction of the hotel and get it operational in 8 to 9 months. That is in Q2, 3 of financial year 25-26. This asset has been acquired at a price of 325 crores and would cost the company 400 crores upon completion. Bangalore is the fastest growing market in India with strong demand. Apart from the existing Taj Hotel at the airport, no additional inventory will be added to this micro market before 2028. Bial is also projecting doubling of the passenger traffic to 50 to 55 million by 2029. Bial, which is the developer of the airport, is also planning offices and convention center to replicate Delhi AeroCity model. That is where the excitement is, that we have been able to acquire this property, which is 90% complete and will become operational in 8 to 9 months. So it gives us a head start. If you look at the existing property at Bangalore Airport, we all are aware of what it is, and that is achieving 50,000 rupees plus ARR with an inventory of 325 plus. So the opportunity is superb. I'm really excited that we are going to get on. I was there last week for 4 days. We have organized our teams to take over the property. It's registered in our name now. Take over and start running with the completion of the project. This quarter, it has been a very healthy quarter with a revenue growth of 32% year on year, despite having 25% of the Grand Hyatt Mumbai room inventory under renovation. We have achieved an EBITDA of 73 crores, which is 21% Y-on-Y growth. We achieved a PBT of 20 crores in the quarter compared to a loss of 27 crore rupees over comparable period last year. I will ask Tarun to explain to you this chart of how we have achieved this, because we have taken a one-time cost, tax adjustment cost, as per the changes in regulation of 42 crores. So I will let Tarun explain this to in more detail, but let me continue with my part of the presentation. H2 for financial year 2025 will be stronger given the industry tailwinds, strong demand for MICE and special events, social events. As you are aware, we have recently completed the Grand Showroom at Grand Hyatt Mumbai, adding 49,000 square feet of additional MICE facility at Grand Hyatt Mumbai. Along with this, I would like to update that we have completed refurbishment of our existing Grand Hyatt rooms, and we have given a brand new Grand Club to supplement the room inventory. This will allow us to re-establish ourselves as the market leader in our micro market in suburban Mumbai. I see continued and robust increase in demand, leading to greater ARR across all properties, especially Mumbai and Delhi. With our continued focus on asset acquisition, I am confident of adding 1,000 keys in Juniper inventory in next 1 year, including the Bangalore acquisition that we have completed just now. Our operating team have given us a business plan for the next year of 18% increase over this year's achieved and forecasted for December target. This is for the calendar year. I will let for a calendar year 2025. That is 18% increase is being projected. I will let Tarun explain this a bit more in detail, but I would like to thank you for being with us this afternoon and listening to us. Your company is in right trajectory of future growth, and I can see this happening right now. Thank you very much. Tarun?
Thank you, Mr. Saraf. So I would like to add some of the highlights for the current quarter. The presentation was already shared, so I'm sure all of us have gone through it. So I'll just walk through some of the key highlights. In the second quarter, the top line has grown by 32%. And on a like-to-like basis, this is roughly 14% growth YOY. This is growth which is primarily driven by ARR increase across markets. At Grand Hyatt, we've grown ARR at 10%, which is more than the 8% which Citi's seen, and more than 6% vis-a-vis the concept. Andaz ARR has grown 16% vis-a-vis 4% of the city and minus 1% of the concept. And same with Lucknow, where we saw 12% ARR growth against a concept growth of 5%. So our ARRs have outperformed all the across all the major markets that we operate in. And the near-term trends remain positive given the strong tailwinds that we continue to see in the sector. On the EBITDA front, our reported EBITDA has grown 21% YOY in second quarter. And if you look at the first half numbers, and if we adjust in the first half numbers the one-time items in the current first half of fiscal 25, and we add the CHPL contribution in first half of FY24 to make it like-to-like for the first half of the current fiscal versus the first half of the last year. The EBITDA for the first half current fiscal is 159 crores versus 138 crores for the corresponding period last year, which is 15% YOY growth. And an EBITDA, adjusted EBITDA margin of 37.1% adjusted for the one-time, items that have appeared in the first half. On the PBT, I'm extremely happy to note that we've achieved a profit before tax of 33 crores in the current first half against a negative 47 crores last year. And as Mr. Saraf was saying, that there is a charge that we've taken, which is notional of 49 crores in the first half, which basically reflects the amendments that were made in the finance bill 2024 reflecting, relating to the capital gains. And JHL has remeasured its deferred tax liabilities on items which were subject to capital gains. And this is a cumulative one-time charge that has been taken on. And had it not been for this particular notional charge, we would be a strong profit after tax positive. And we believe that going forward, you know, given that overall trajectory, second half is going to be better than the first half, we expect to achieve significant positive profit after tax for the second half of the current fiscal. On major projects completed, I am happy to note that we've completed all the major projects in Mumbai. As I've discussed before, Grand Hyatt constitutes roughly around 48 to 50% of my EBITDA, so it is the mothership. And it has been affected in the first half because of all the refurb that was getting done. All the projects have been completed, and we will see the benefit of the same appearing in the second half of the current fiscal. And that could be the positive trajectory for top line and margin expansion for the rest of the year. On the cost front, I've mentioned that there is a one-time cost that we've taken on board in the first half, which is 18 crores. Majority of this, which is 12 odd crores, is on account of R&M, which is for the upgrade, the expenses that we've had to take onto the P&L because of the refurbishing across the assets. On the heat, light and power, which is another major contributor of cost, it has remained flat despite the growth in revenue. So that's a big positive contributor. And as we increase our green power across the assets going forward, this will only become much more better. On the employee cost, while on the face of it, it looks like a large increase, there is a 11 crore CHPL contribution that you have to add in the last first half. And then we have also onboarded some senior leadership at the operating level, which actually has impacted the employee cost. But what is more important is that we are tracking the 40 crore per quarter run rate that we had actually mentioned last time, that, you know, we don't believe that the employee cost is going to increase materially from there on. And we are well on track of that run rate. On the balance sheet side, we had a cash balance of 247 crores. We are generating very strong net free cash flows, and you know, we have utilized 64 crores of the cash post the September 30th to acquire Bengaluru, in addition to 280 crores of debt that we've onboarded. But despite taking on that 280 crores debt, we are on net debt to EBITDA. We are at around 1.5 to 1.55x net debt to prospective EBITDA, which leaves a significant headroom for us to get growth capital. That's all that I had to share. We are open to question and answers. Back to the moderator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Krishna Shah from Ashoka Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Quickly wanted to understand what is the kind of ramp-up period that we are expecting for all the new hotels that are going to come in the coming financial year and going forward. Hello.
The Bangalore asset, we expect it to be operating for about 9 months.
Oh, sorry to interrupt you. Krishna, can I request you to mute your line, please? Thank you. So go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So for our Bangalore asset, we expect it to be operational in about 9 months. Post that, the ramp-up would actually be quite fast, according to us. The market is already there, and we would assume that within the next 3 to 6 months, we would be able to actually achieve a good, healthy occupancy and ARR. With 220 rooms, we think that it is possible to achieve this in a significantly quick manner.
Okay, got it. And my next question is on the CAPEX front. Are we planning for a fundraise to fuel our future CAPEX as of now?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
My next question is on the CapEx front. So are we planning any fundraise for future CapEx in the next financial year or going forward?
So we have well funded right now. We've just come out of an IPO raise, 1800 crores. We do have significant operating cash flows being generated right now. And as I said, our net debt to EBITDA is only 1.5. So we do have significant headroom to take on more capital if required to fund growth. So we don't foresee any immediate fundraise to fund our growth. We are well funded for the future projects that we anticipate.
Okay, thank you so much. This was helpful.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Aman Goel from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir. So my question is related to the margins. So before the IPO, on annual basis in financial year 23-24, we have our margins around 40%. But now margin is back to 30% level. So could you throw some light on it?
I think that's a good question. So there are two broad things, which you need to take note of. One of them is that, the Grand Hyatt has been under upgradation, and we've seen that impact play out. As I said, Grand Hyatt contributes roughly around 48-50% of my EBITDA, so it's the mothership. And we have taken an extensive refurb. We have upgraded all the inventory of the rooms. We have added and repurposed a significantly large area into the Grand Showroom, where with a loss of 2 crores of rental, that area now has potential to generate 55 crores plus of revenue. So, that's a very, very profitable repurposing that, we've undertaken at Grand Hyatt. And also, the Grand Club, also has all been upgraded. So what that has done is that, that's impacted my occupancy, and hence, it has impacted the margins in the first half. Also, the R&M costs associated with the refurb has come, in the first quarter, and also we've seen that happen in this quarter. And those are the two contributors for the margin impact. Having said that, the positive contributors for us are the ARR growth, and we are seeing quite robust ARR growth continue across our assets. And as we move into the second half, the positive traction of ARR growth coupled with the full inventory of upgraded rooms at Grand Hyatt being available to us and the traditionally strong season as we enter into the second half, we would definitely see the margin expansion happening to normalcy. As I said, in the first half, adjusted for the one time, we are at 37%. EBITDA margin, and we do see we anticipate the second half to have a margin expansion.
Okay, sir. So my question is regarding the new acquired hotel, Bangalore. So will it the inventory will be available in the phases manner, or all the 220 key will be deployed in a single shot?
It will be done on a single shot.
Okay. Okay, and so my question is regarding overall industry view. For example, the economy has seen, if you recently see the FMCG sector, retail, and so they have some sluggish growth. So how do you see the impact on your industry level, in hospitality especially?
Thank you. That's a good question. Basically, you have to look at hospitality is a trajectory of growth, primarily because of lack of new supply coming in the market, and the growth in the demand continues to be robust. We are seeing that there is in the metro city market, there is already a growth coming in from the foreign travelers who were not coming to India for last 2 years post-COVID. We see that this has been steadily increasing. So I absolutely am gung-ho about the rising in our occupancy rates. And also coupled with the higher average room rates across board, and you would see all the peer hotel companies are also experiencing that. So the overall market in terms of revenue growth is significant, and it's being projected also in the business plan being given by the operators to all the operating owners, including us. So continued robust demand. It is not as sluggish. It's not dependent on the same as FMCG market. This market is actually a precursor to the growth that is likely to, that's coming into India market.
Okay, so my last question is regarding EBITDA guidance. Could you give some guidance regarding the EBITDA for second half or for the next year if it is available from your end?
So as I said, you know, we are at 37% adjusted for one-time items in first half. We would see expansion happening in the second half towards normalcy. You know, I think we believe strongly that, you know, Juniper can achieve on a sustainable basis 40% plus EBITDA margins, and we should see that trajectory coming back in fairly quickly.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from Lanod Sushant from RBL Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on the robust set of numbers. So my question is on the growth pipeline of the company. So the slide speaks about 1,000 keys to be added from FY26 to FY28. It also mentions about certain ROFO assets. If I'm not wrong, these are rights of first offer that is there with Juniper. So just wanted to know which are these ROFO assets.
Yeah, hi. So, you know, we've shared this in the past, and, you know, the whole genesis of ROFO asset is that, we the promoters want to make Juniper as the flagship for the hospitality business in India. Today, apart from the portfolio that is there as part of Juniper, there are two listed companies which are currently outside this portfolio, and they would be subject to the ROFO as and when if the promoters were to decide to get them in.
Understood, sir. Sir, one last question is: does company have plans to expand in eastern part of country or maybe in northeastern market? Because I think that's the only metro city where we're not there currently.
So actually, at this moment, we are not driven by any geography or anything. We are driven by profit potential and opportunity. So eastern part or northeastern part is actually very much part on the radar of the company's future expansion areas. And that I would like to share that we are working on an asset in Kajiranga, which is being leased by the Assam government. And that is going to come into our fold. And once we have much more clear visibility, I think in this quarter, I will be very happy to share the full details of that project in this coming quarter. But we are definitely, certainly looking at that area. And the Northeast is a great potential in terms of luxury leisure travel. Our space is luxury. Our space is upper upscale. So that's where we focus on. And if you remember that the company has a very large piece of land in downtown Guwahati, which has been sitting in our opportunity list, and we are re-examining if we should launch that project now or should we be waiting for more years. So there is no jury is out. Our studies are being conducted, and if we find that is the opportunity should be taken up on a priority basis, we will move it forward. At this moment, Bangalore has been our priority, and our priority is going to be enhancing the revenue potential of our existing assets and acquiring new properties. So India is our playing field. Market space is luxury, upper upscale, big box, nice properties, revenue adding. We are not looking for pan-India presence. We are looking for best profitable assets.
Thank you, sir. That is from me. Congratulations once again to entire team for the robust number. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next question is from Lanav Sumit Kumar from GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes,
of course. So, wanted to understand what would be the revenue loss impact for the rooms that were out of operations for the quarter, and if you could also help me with the last quarter number as well.
So, hi. You know, we said that roughly in the last quarter there were 25% of the capacity, which is roughly around 130 odd rooms, which were outside, the available inventory. And, what that works out, I think, we can give you offline, we can share that with you, but it's a material number at Grand Hyatt. As I said, 25% plus of inventory at Grand Hyatt, which constitutes 50% of my EBITDA.
Okay. So, and one follow-up, if I may. So this means that, the entire inventory, which is like 600 plus rooms, has been refurbished, assuming that, in a quarter you are doing maybe 300 rooms and that 100 room takes 1 month to refurbish?
So we have completed the refurb of Grand Hyatt.
Sorry to interrupt, Arun. This is Varun here. So we have 547 rooms and 100.
Yeah.
The 120 apartments, all of them have been refurbished. And in terms of the rooms, out of the 547 rooms, 420 odd rooms are fully refurbished. The suites will also be done in a phased manner going forward, but as of now, 420 rooms out of the 547 are done. And the remaining rooms which will happen will not happen in the immediate future. We actually have good, strong demand coming in. And the reason why this was all taken in first half of this financial year was after the elections in May, we realized that the demand was a little soft in Bombay. So instead of doing 40 rooms in a phased manner, we took the entire count of 420 odd rooms and refurbished it. So we're ready for H2.
Just adding to what Varun said, for the immediate months going forward, with the refurbed inventory being released, we are finding tough to even accommodate the demand that is coming in, including the new rooms that have been released. So that's the kind of traction that we're seeing in the market.
Sure, sir. That's helpful. My second question is on the ballroom. If you could guide us, what business are you sort of foreseeing? What is the business on books looking like for the upcoming quarter?
So we expect this new banqueting space to generate approximately 50 crore rupees of revenue on an annual basis. These are for high-end events. This is not your typical banquet where you accommodate 1,000 people at slightly lower rates. This would be a market leader in terms of average pricing. And we have very strong demand in terms of bookings on book. This is high season. Q3 and Q4 is strong, and this is what we are expecting. We had a large launch event, 17th, 18th of October, very well received by the market. All the event planners, the organizers were all there. They have been, experienced the new showroom, and we are seeing very healthy demand going forward.
Sure, sir. That's all from my side. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Prashant Biyani from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, extending on the last participant's question, how is the business on books for GHM as a whole for Q3 based on the current visibility?
For Grand Hyatt Bombay, you're talking about Q3. I mean, if you are asking about Q3 and Q4, what I can share with you is as follows. With the full inventory back, we are expecting occupancies upwards of 80% and rates which are competitive in the market. As far as I can recall, and Tarun, you can confirm, I think the rates are 13,000 to 15,000 range. And given that this is high season, I think the traction will be even stronger. And business on books is solid.
Yeah.
Right. So for showroom, what would be the comparable comp set in the city?
See, for the comparable comp set, there is none. This is redefining the hospitality and the MICE and the social event space. Mumbai was ready. This is global scale. This is far beyond Dubai and Singapore. This is going to be a game changer, and this is going to be an example for others to emulate. At this moment, if you say who is coming closest to us in terms of decor and the offering, nobody. If you look at the closest in terms of rates that would be charged, I would say that closest would be Taj Mahal Hotel in downtown Mumbai. That would be charging around 7,500 to 8,000, and we would be exceeding that number for in our expectation in this quarter. So if I may answer you the question, closest would be the Taj Mahal, but otherwise we are the market leaders. We will define the market, and we will reap the benefit.
Sir, I would like to, on your behalf, extend an open invitation to the analysts. We can coordinate through the investor relation desk here. If anybody is interested in seeing pending availability of the showroom as a venue, we'd be happy to showcase.
Agreed. And, sir, Mr. Jaitley, can you quantify the one-time overhead expense for Q2 separately?
Yeah. So, just give me a second. The Q2 expense is 11 odd crores, and for the full year it's 18. For the half year it's 18.
Right. In the opening remarks, if I had heard correctly to Mr. Saraf, he told that for Marriott Bangalore, there will be additional 50,000 square foot of MICE opportunity apart from existing 29K. Have I heard him right?
No. If I may correct this, at this moment, the existing facilities are having approximately 50,000 square feet of MICE space in the existing hotel. Okay, and what I have said is that is much larger than the 220 room capacity existing hotel. So we are going to add 300 room more future potential is there in this property, and that would be decided once we open the property and we would be going forward with it. But the existing opportunity combined with the new opportunity will lead you to the 500 room number that this property is capable of achieving. In terms of additional MICE space, we are not doing anything. We are just going to complete this property and get into the market and start reaping the benefits of the acquisition.
Okay. And to start the hotel up and running, how much will be the further capex that we'll need from here?
About 80 crores is what we are estimating, about 60 crore rupees of capex and 20 more crore rupees of additional expenditures of different nature, operator fees and stuff like that. So there would be a lot of additional. So 80 crores is the capex that we are expecting to spend money on.
And Mr. Jaitley, out of 80, how much are we going to spend in this year and how much will be shifting to FY26?
So in this current fiscal, we would expend roughly anticipate, and I'm kind of, don't want to give too much of a detail onto it, but between 70% to 80% of this would be done this year, in this fiscal, and the balance flowing in into the early part of next year.
Okay, that's it. Thanks from my side, and all the best for GHM.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Aman Goyal from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
My question is regarding the subsidiary CHPL. What is the absolute margin and EBITDA margin for the subsidiary?
So in the first half, chartered hotels would have clocked a revenue of 56 crores. And broadly, 14 crores, 14 and a half crores of EBITDA.
Okay, sir. So my last question is regarding since the new room is furnished in the Grand Hyatt Mumbai, so will there be any revised in the room rent, like any premium will be charged from the previous room rentals?
Yes, with the upgraded offering, as I said, we've already outperforming as we speak Comsat and City ARR growth. Earlier in my opening remarks, I kind of said that we've achieved 10% growth in ARR in Mumbai. And as we get, we launch this fully upgraded Grand Hyatt, we are able to capture higher paying segments on a consistent basis going forward. So it will have a forward-going positive trajectory of increasing ARR.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nitin Agarwal from Kotak Mahindra Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Good
evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So just a clarification, for the Bangalore asset, you mentioned that for the 300 additional rooms, you would be spending about 400 crores, right?
No. Absolutely no, sir. What we have presented to you is that our existing cost for acquisition of this asset has been 325 crores. To open this hotel, we will be spending another 75 to 80 crore rupees. So total cost of the existing cost of acquisition and completion of the project of this asset of 220 rooms will cost us 400 crores. The additional 300 rooms is the capacity because of the site is 6.5 acres. It's a huge site, gentlemen. And in this site, we have a capacity and FSI to add 300 more rooms. When those rooms will be added is in the future. I'm in no hurry to start adding those rooms. But this is to give you the perspective of the potential of the Bangalore property. This is not a squeezed property in some corner of Bangalore. This is a robust, beautiful property sitting on the main highway leading into the airport terminals. So this is something that I am so proud and excited about. The 300 rooms is, sir, a future potential that I have shared with my investors. Thank you.
All right. Great. Understood. And so secondly, what is the status of the foreign tourist arrivals in India? Like, we were expecting FTAs would bounce back to pre-COVID levels, if not more. So are we seeing that traction during this quarter? Like, what are the bookings? If you could throw some light over the next 2-3 months, are we seeing that FTA arrivals, those FTA arrivals in India as of now?
So traditionally, H2 is the half where you will see this foreign travel coming in. H1 was not up to the mark. I think the old trajectory has continued, but this year you will see the actual impact of that foreign tourist coming in pre-pandemic and post-pandemic. I think this is what you should be watching out for, what happens in the second half of this year. That will give us all a indication of what is to follow.
All right, understood. And sir, also in Grand Hyatt Mumbai, I believe you also initially had plans to add another 293 rooms and 24 service apartments. So is that plan on track? I believe you were supposed to start work on, like, commence work on this from FY26 or 25.
Okay. This plan, what you have, the numbers, they are absolutely right numbers. We have approvals from the BMC to add additional 3 floors and add these rooms. As we sit here, this is a stamped approved plan from BMC. Our target to start that was in financial year 26-27. We are not at the point in rushed moment to start that project because we feel that the market is so strong and the demand is so strong, so we do not want to at this moment disturb the Grand Hyatt Mumbai's revenue potential. So this is something that we are sitting on it. And this is in the future, 26-27 would be the start and would be taking us about 18 months to complete. But I shall not be held for that date because I would be watching about the revenue potential and what we may have to lose if we start the work sooner. So we will time it correctly. Gentlemen, watch for the next word.
All right, understood. Thank you so much, and that's it from me.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Tejpal Singh, individual investor. Please go ahead. Tejpal Singh, may I request you to unmute your line and go ahead with your question, please?
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, go ahead.
So, sir, good evening, sir. My question
Tejpal, sorry to interrupt you, but your audio is breaking. Can you speak through the handset, please?
Okay. So, am I audible now, sir? Hello? Hello?
Warren, sir, you able to hear him clearly?
Yes, yes, please go on.
So, sir, how competition intensity, because there are a lot of new room addition, but as the industry, we are seeing demand side is very good, but there are a lot of new rooms are getting added. So, how we are seeing competition 2 years going forward?
I am actually, I think if you look at Mumbai micro market that we are operating in, the supply that has come into the market was the new hotel that is just now opened, the Fairmont at the international terminal next to JW Sahar. Besides this, in our luxury segment, there is no other additional capacity being added over next 30 months to 36 months. That's 2.5 to 3 years. I do not expect any additional capacity to come in. There is an announcement of two hotels in the BKC vicinity, but those are yet to be finalized and their drawings yet to be approved. So we are there. We will see this kind of announcement, but I am not able, I don't have any visibility of having any serious supply coming into the Mumbai suburban market of the BKC airport zone at the upper upscale and luxury segment.
Thank you. Tejpal Singh, your audio is not clear. I'll request you to come back for a follow-up question. Next question is from Lanuf Khushbu Mittal, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you please tell the like-for-like growth on a consolidated basis? Hello.
One.
So what is the like-for-like growth?
One second. Right. So as I was saying, you know, in earlier in the call, if you look at the first half, the revenues would have grown 10%, you know, YOY, and the EBITDA adjusted for the one time is grown 15%. You know, YOY, like to like. So last year adjusted for chartered and this year adjusted for one time.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Raghav Malik from Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity. So just two questions from my side to follow on to what previous participants asked. One is for the foreign tourist to domestic tourist kind of split, maybe pre-COVID and currently, if you could give us some, you know, indication either for Grand Hyatt or on an overall level. Yeah, that's my first question.
Right. So, you know, specifically if you look at the pre-pandemic and current, you know, levels, you know, the pre-pandemic Grand Hyatt foreign tourists were roughly around 40-odd%, and we are at half of it in Mumbai. And, you know, that's a trend that we are seeing majorly across all the assets that we operate right now. And we anticipate as, you know, the global scenario stabilizes and also as we get into the second half of this year, We anticipate, you know, that to pick up and this contribution will go up.
I would like to add here, Mumbai market, the foreign traveler has not come back to the pre-pandemic level, which was starting at 39-40%. At present, we are at half, about 20%. But if I was to give you an example, what has happened in Delhi? In Delhi, pre-pandemic, we were sitting at 42% were in our Andaz Hotel were foreign travelers. Now we are sitting closer to 50. So the Delhi market has actually revived in terms of foreign visitors because of their diplomatic and other activities that is going on. But when it comes to the financial activity and the market of Mumbai, I am expecting that this is going to see a rapid catch-up. And this financial quarter that we are, half year that we are looking at, I'm expecting this to be touching more closer to 35 rather than 20 that we are experiencing it today. But the industry experts advise us that this is already, they see this happening now.
Okay, understood. So just on that, so like Andaz, the 50% number would include branded residences or just for the hotels?
Both.
Okay, a combination of that. Okay. And so just the last question on the number of the keys that are coming up additionally, the guidance of 1,000 keys you gave, you know, beyond the Bangalore asset and the new acquisition you stated, organically, could you, if you could give us some guidance of which market do you anticipate, you know, growth in those keys? Like, would it again be the 3 floors of Grand Hyatt or, you know, what would those 1,000 keys kind of include from an organic basis?
See, every company and every management always starts with a good target, an achievable target. We have set ourselves, your management and your company and the development team of Juniper has set a target of 1,000 additional keys over the one year's period. We have now brought in 220 rooms out of Bangalore, and the remaining we are actually, there is certain amount of these keys are already sitting into the Saraf assets, which are outside Juniper. And they are also listed companies. So I'm not at any liberty to give you any more indication than what the board of that company decides and on the timing. But I can only assure you that all Arun Saraf assets outside this platform will be migrated into this platform as and when the regulators allow. So out of the 7,000, I'm expecting another 500 to migrate from these assets. So you are now looking at about 250 additional acquisitions that we need to be making. And our development team has leads into many, many markets. And we are engaged with many of the NCLT and other assets that are on the market. Wait for the good news, sir. Once I have it, I can definitely would love to share with you even before I close it. My only challenge at this moment is I do not wish to mislead you. I can only share with you what is the target that your development team of this company has set for themselves to achieve. And I am very confident that we shall achieve it.
Sure, sir. Sure. That's very clear. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Next question is from Lanok Sagandi from FedEx Securities. Please go ahead. Sagandi, may I request to unmute your line and go ahead with the question, please?
Yes, hi. Am I audible now?
Yes, you are.
Thank you for taking my question. Sir, with regards to your expansion plan, and I understand that, there's only some bit of information that can be disclosed, but you would have a fair understanding of what it's going to cost to add those 1,000 keys. And just, linking that to the leverage level that you're comfortable with, if you can, give us the kind of internal guardrails on net debt to EBITDA or net debt to equity that you've set for the said expansion. And also, just spacing it out over a period of 3 years, would it be more, would it depend on opportunity or would it be evenly spread? And the second question would be if you could give us a flavor of the, profitability of the Bangalore asset as compared to the group as a whole.
Yeah, hi. Let me take this first question. We've shared in the past that the assets that come in would be done in a manner which are value accretive to Juniper. And, we kind of maintain that and reiterate that. As far as your question on whether we have headroom on debt, yes, as I said, we have 1.5 times net debt to EBITDA, and that leaves a significant headroom for us to take on more debt if required to fund the acquisitions. Also, some of the planned acquisitions may have EBITDA already. Operational assets would contribute to EBITDA day one they come in. So on a blended basis, we would anticipate net debt to EBITDA, you know, of roughly around 2.5 to 2.6. But again, I would like to caution you, it can move up a little bit in the quarter that the acquisitions happen or down. And rapidly, once these assets contribute, you know, this would come down significantly. But on a sustainable basis, our target is not to breach 2.5 net debt to EBITDA. So I just want to, you know, add in the past, again, something that we've shared is that the mechanics in which these assets would come in, you know, at least from a ROFO standpoint, would be done in a non-cash share swap transaction.
Sure. And, sir, on the Bangalore asset and the spacing of the expansion?
So Bangalore asset is a marquee asset. And if you see the trends that Bangalore market is witnessing, it's witnessed one of the highest ARR increases. And, you know, we are fairly excited to be there. And in the micro market, the ARR ranges between 15,000 to 20,000. And we believe that, you know, we would be able to price it at a, you know, fairly attractive rate given the fact that we are talking about. And this should start contributing in later half of FY26 and achieve, you know, a sustainable margin for the full year FY27.
No, that's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one to ask the question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Tarun Jaitley, CFO, for closing comments.
Thank you so much. I would like to thank everybody for taking out time to come on to this call. If there are any follow-up clarifications or queries, please feel free to reach out to us or the Investor Relations Desk, and we would be happy to answer them for you. Thank you again for your time and look forward to seeing you in the next call.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Juniper Hotels Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.